Oi, oi, it's the Cockney Budder and it's getting real. Over here in, well, it depends on where you're at, I guess, but I'm in Florida. It's bloody warm now, I tell you what, the old summer's coming in. And I just got done cutting the grass and got nailed by a palm branch. Yep, that's what I said. I got nailed by a palm branch. Or frown, or whatever you want to call it. These things look like they got shark's teeth on either side of them. And yeah, I nearly went arse over tit and tripped and got one stuck in the back of my leg. And it also got me in the shin. That's not what this podcast is about, though. I just thought I'd say that because I want a little bit of sympathy. So tune in. This one's about saying yes instead of the no's. I have got a certification in counselling. I love my job, I really do. And this is going out to help other people. Hopefully you can connect too. So yeah, this bloody pie, blimey, I tell you what, I've been meaning to cut the grass for a little bit of time because it's just now starting to get into the growth bit. As soon as that heat starts picking up, mate, the old grass starts growing. You only need to throw a little bit of bloody bit of water on it, mate, and that's it. It starts to go. But we had a little bit of an extended winter this year, so it was kind of stunted for a while, and it was great. I kept putting it off, and I got a battery operated mower. And I'm asking for trouble because it's kind of fatchy in the back. So the old wheels dip and then it just goes and stops. And you're like, oh, my God. Pain in the arse. But anyway, I got the back cut and got the front cut. And I'm a lazy bastard. I'll tell you what, we got a beautiful magnolia tree in the front. I mean, it really is a nice looking tree. It's good shapes. It's huge. But it drops leaves, and magnolias enough drop their leaves when they get going, especially when they get mature. And there was the leaves all over the grass, and I thought, you know what, most people would go and grab a rake and rake it up. Nah, just mowed it in. I tell you what though, when you mow it in, right, you're adding nutrient to your soil. You really are. And I know that's probably everybody's going, that's just an excuse. But I know, I'm serious. You mow it in, it adds carbon. Am I right in saying? I might have that wrong. Don't quote me on it. So today I want to talk about the saying the yeses instead of the noes. And the thing that's prompted me on this one is the podcast that I did with Beckett Johnson. Go and check his channel out. He's got a podcast going. He's got a YouTube channel. I'll throw a link to his channel in the description. His YouTube, I will. And you can probably get to a bunch of his stuff from his YouTube because he's probably got like all his Instagram and all that in his descriptions. I'm not too sure to tell you the truth, but they're probably on there. So it was a little while ago. It was, blimey. Trying to think now, it was probably about 3 months ago, maybe. It might not even be that long. And I'm sitting out on the front porch, and I what I'll do is I'll grab a cup of tea and my book and that, or if I'm reading an article on me Dog and Bone, I'll go on that and then have a look at the, you know, because I've got this really good app which I suggest everybody getting, called Medium, by the way. Sponsor Medium. Oi, oi, sponsor. Maybe give me membership for a year for free. That'd be nice. but a great app, Medium, great app. Short stories. I've got articles on there as well. You can look me up. I think I'm out there as Steve, though. I think. But it's a really, really good app, Medium. So I'll maybe read a couple of articles on there while I'm sitting out on the front porch and anyway, I'm sitting there, my phone goes off. And I take a look at it, and it's through Instagram, and I go on Instagram and I look, and it's this fella, Beckett Johnson. Will you come on my channel and talk life? And I'm like, what? I've been following this guy around, like seeing him around, and I got in contact with him through Joe Beth, because Joe Beth interviewed him, and I thought, oh, that was a really good interview, so I got a hold of him. It's kind of like what I did with 30-year-old Grom. Another one, go and follow. Joe Beth, go and follow. Instagram, go and check my Instagram channel. If you go to my link tree in the bottom of the description, go to my link tree, click on that. And if you go to my Instagram and that, give us a like and that, and all on my YouTube and all that stuff, please, as well. Thinking about it while I'm thinking about it. But you'll find Beckett Johnson and Joe Beth on there as well. So go and give them a follow. So I met Joe Beth pretty much first. And I was just, you know, watching what she was doing and taking an interest. Then we started putting some messages back and forth. And then she did the interview with Beckett. I contacted him like I had done with 30-year-old Grom, by the way. Like I said, go and check out 30-year-old Grom as well. Great channel, YouTube, like, subscribe. Great fella. Does a daily, so go and check that out. He also has a Friday Night Live at 5:45 Eastern Time. That's 10:45 GMT time. Great, great Friday Night Live. Really, really cool. Lot of fun. Go and check it out. So when I messaged Beckett Johnson, he had got back to me, but then I'm like, shit. You know, I get that message. Hardly. I still don't, you know, I've known this guy, and it's weird. And he agrees too, because I met him. And then we did, we hooked up because we started talking about when he invited me to go on his channel. We obviously started talking a little bit back and forth, not too much, but a little bit back and forth. And I started clicking with the guy, thinking, this is crazy. I'm clicking already. And then once we got the third podcast, which dropped last Wednesday, by the way, go and check it out on his channel on YouTube. Last Wednesday that dropped, and after we got done with that one that dropped on Wednesday, we both kind of sat back and said, okay, what are we doing? Because it was like, oh, blimey, we are clicking like crazy here. What are we doing? And then now we do a live on a Friday. It was the first one last Friday. We're going to do it again. We're going to see what kind of responses and that we're getting, and see if people are turning up. So come and check us out again. Beckett Johnson's channel. It's 12 noon on Fridays. 12 noon Eastern time on Fridays, 5 p.m. GMT time. And we started this live going, and we did it for the first time. So go and check it out, because it's recorded now. It's up on his YouTube channel. Go and check it out. And we're just starting to talk about different subjects. Lot around the mind. There might be some things that might not be around the mind, but mainly around the mind and mental health and stuff like that. So anyway, getting back to the yes and the no's. I used to be a no guy. No word of a lie. I used to be a no guy. I used to be the no guy because I didn't want to put myself in discomfort, right? The anxiety. So the no was easy. The no got me out of things. The no, you know, was, or sometimes I'd say yes, really wanting to do something. And then as it got closer, I'd have to bail because my anxiety would start picking up and that. I'd say yes to a lot of things, but then bottle it right at the end. Or I'd be a no guy. No, can't do that. Nah. Oh, no. Right. Looking at the anxieties in it. Now I've completely shifted and I just say yes to everything. And it's a completely, let me tell you. When I speak about saying no, and you'll hear me saying these things about holding yourself back on my podcasts and vlogs, on my YouTube channel, it really does hold you back. It really, really does hold you back. And I can prove that because since I've been saying yes, things are starting to expand and grow, and it's really, really a different arena that you step into. It's awesome. I've learned so much. I've met new people. It's the reason I got into, because normally I would just sit back and wouldn't say anything. So now I'm reaching out to people saying, you know, hey, well done. That was good. I like that. And then you start communicating and start surrounding yourself with those people that you want to be surrounded with, especially when you've got like-minded people. It's what it's all about. Surrounding yourself with people that, yeah, of course, we all have our ups and downs. Nobody's saying that. Human, right? We're all human. But if you surround yourself with the people that say yes a lot, you'll be saying yes because you'll pick up on the energy of it all. And Beckett, when I did the interview, you know, when we did the interview and that, and we went on his, and I went on his channel, I could tell he's very, he's good at what he does. He's a good interviewer. His channel is really good as well. And it puts you, when you get to know people like that, it starts to help me and push me forward as well. And getting into, you know, when I'm looking at, like, I tell you the truth. Now, this is a funny story. When we were going live on Friday, and this is it. This is another piece of this mental health. When I was going to get on Friday, we arranged it all. We knew what we was doing. We were looking forward to it. We were talking through the week about it. And then it comes to Friday morning, and it's about 5 minutes before we're going out there on the live, and I can't get my headphones working. And I'm like, why aren't my headphones? And I'm saying to Beckett, can you hear me? And he's going, yeah. And he's just laughing his ass off. And that's what I mean about that confidence bit, right? Because what if Beckett was dead serious, or he was like, oh no, what the, you know, right? Or something like that. That would have made me start panicking. Right, or make the other person start, not just me, anybody, right? It'll make that other person start picking up on that energy, and then you start going that way yourself. So in the end, I'm just flicking through. I was laughing. I freaking couldn't. It was typical me with technology. Like, okay, what do I do now? I figured it out now. It turns out I think I had the bleeding headphones turned off. I think there was a button. Well, I hit the button, put it that way, and it seemed to bloody work. Not used it on the platform that he uses, but I've been using it through Zoom today with my work, and it's been working, so I guess we're good, hopefully. But yeah, a little bit of a funny story there when the old headphones, but I just flicked through, all of a sudden he started coming through my computer, and I'm like, oh, I can hear you from my computer, let's do that. So I could use my mic, but I couldn't use my bloody headphones. So anyway, saying the yeses, and it wasn't until pretty much I started my journey when I started to be able to say the yeses. And that came down right at the very beginning when my therapist said, hey, can you step up? When she wanted me to step up and take over some clients, actually, that had been left by an intern. And she was like, I don't know what to do. I've got clients on my hand. And asked me to step up. And yeah, at first I'm like, you're having a laugh. Are you really? Like pointing at the wall with the degrees. I ain't got any of that. But I said, yeah, right. And then it just went from there. Everything she was asking me, can you come over and do, yep. Can you get on, yep. Can you do, yep. Just yes, all the time. And yeah, had anxiety with it. Absolutely. I'm not saying that it just went away. Hell no, it didn't just go away. It don't just disappear. It was there. It still can be there when I say yes. But instead of saying yes and then backing off, I say yes and move forward now. There's a difference. And after you've, I remember the first time I did lives, when I was doing lives, even with my vlog where I just hold me, you know, Friday morning, holding me phone, switching the camera on and video and going for it. even that at the beginning, very strange, very weird feeling, very conscious of it, conscious that I've got a phone up in my face and people are walking past me. But after doing it for a while, because I had a reason that I wanted to do it, and that's reach people, that's why I say, get me out there, guys. Get the subscribe and like and whatever you can to get me out there. Pass me around, get me around your friends and family, everything, because it's about building community and helping people out. And that's what helped me keep on saying yes. Because now I'm in an arena that I know, mental health. And I know by saying yes to that person or saying yes that I'll do something to help somebody or whatever it is, it's not about me. It's about the other person. So start saying the yeses and then work it out. Because all the while you're saying no, you're not going to move. You're not going to move. It is debilitating. That word no is debilitating. Don't get me wrong. Of course, there's times I say no. Still is. I'm human. But I used to say no a lot. A lot. Or yes and then bail. Or, you know, I even had a... Thank God he knows me very, very well, which is my brother over here, Eric. Rang me up one day, look, a while ago now, before I started my journey. Rang me up one day, hey, there's this band, they were an up-and-coming band, and it had members of Rage in it and stuff like that, and it's a great band. I can't remember the name of the bloody band. I mean, I'm sitting here I'm mumbling because I'm trying to figure out the name of the band. I can't remember the name of the bloody band. And if my mate Eric hears it, he's going to be like, ah, what's the matter with you? Bah, and he's going to say it. But he said, hey, do you want to go? And I'm like, yeah. I was like, yes, awesome. God, I ain't seen a live gig in a while. So he grabs the tickets, bearing in mind he knew, right? He had an idea. And then as it got right up and on top of it, literally on top of it, I was like, dude, I can't do it. My anxiety was off the charts. Absolutely nuts. And I'm like, dude, I can't do it. So I've missed out on so much. So much. By staying in the comfort of the no. Because that's what it is in the end of the day. It's a comfort. You say no, your anxiety goes down, feels comfortable. But what you're doing is you're doing yourself a really big injustice. Because what you're doing is you're now having a pattern of seeing something, saying no, having that feeling come down. Now the fear is going to keep on. It could get even worse, the fear. Because now you're just... You're programming yourself that way. Seeing something, if I say no, this calms down, I feel better. Now what have you done? What are you programming yourself with? You're better off saying yes and then work on the fear part of it. And trust me, I'm not kidding. I mean, I won't blow smoke up your ass. I don't do that. There is times when I'm absolutely shitting it. Like when I was going on as it was coming up, yeah, loads of excitement as I was getting on with Beckett, but at the same time there was fears there because I know what I'm like technically. And as soon as my headphones wasn't working, I'm looking at Beck. Thank God he's laughing his ass off. And I couldn't hear him. Could see him, couldn't hear him. But things like that. That kind of thing gives me fear. But then once you start to see that, hang on a minute, oh, I can do this. Like I found out, okay, I've got the music, I've got the sound through the computer. Okay, we'll do it. We'll work that way for now. Now you're programming your mind to know there's a solution. Instead of saying no and backing down. Now you're learning. Now you're getting on top of the fear and you're working with the fears. And there's many different reasons for the fears, triggers and all kinds of shit, right? Everybody, every single person is different. That's why I say, hey, come in front of me, stretch your hand, come in front of me, let's work. Let's figure it out. Let's find out what the triggers are and find out where it's coming from. So, you know, check me out across all my flat platforms. You can get a hold of me any way you want. Email, which is mindnutritionforall, the number for all, @gmail.com. That's my email. If you go to my link tree, like I say in the description, I've got all my contact stuff in there. You can get a hold of me on there. and go onto my YouTube, please, and please, if you would, and give that like and a subscribe and get the numbers up so I can get out there and push this more. Because this actually goes on the YouTube. I don't even know how I did that, by the way. Talk about technically, like, not knowing. Hello. I don't know how I did it. I managed to get onto, get my podcast showing on YouTube, and I have no idea what I did. I think I went into YouTube, and then I went on the podcast, and then I think you go from there. I might have that wrong. Someone can write it up in the description if you want, and, you know, let people know how you do it, because I did it and I saw it get loading on there. I even turned around to my wife and I'm like, oh shit, they're all on there. All my podcasts are on YouTube. She's like, oh wow, you know, great. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't know how I did it. Oh dear me. But yeah, so there's more things in the works right now. There's talks going on between Beckett and I on a regular. We're talking about different things and where we can go with the channel. I'm in talks with Joe Beffett, like I mentioned earlier. We're talking. There's things, you know, there's other things kind of I'm looking at as far as my individual stuff as well. I just ordered some cameras so I can get more decent with the vlogging part of it, and maybe getting my wife involved with a plant-based channel. Because she's an amazing plant-based cook. Absolutely amazing. Not even kidding. And when I met her, she didn't even have a palate. And if you think I'm joking, ask her. She'll tell you. You can hook up with her too on Instagram. If you go and look for Tracy, I don't know what she goes under. I think she's under Tracy. I'm under, I think so. You can check her out on my, have a look on my profile on that, and you'll see her on there. But amazing plant-based cook, really good at what she does. And when I went plant-based a little while ago, that was another one of those saying yes. It's funny because Joe Beth reminded me on one of her Instagram messages about Rich Roll. And if you don't know who Rich Roll is, go and check him out. I actually had a private message from him once, which was awesome. It's like getting a private message from, you know, your favorite person that you look up to and follow. And right, I've been following him for a while. And his book, Finding Ultra, was pretty much what turned me and made me say, yeah, it's time to think about plant-based. And I never looked back. That was it. It was another yes. And don't matter what people say to you either. If you want to do it, say yes and move forward with it. Don't say yes and then hear other people going, oh, I don't know about that. Oh, shit. Because then you're going to end up saying no. Because what does it do? Starts fanning the flames of the fear, right? But what you're doing is you could be attaching into their insecurities. They may be worried about something. And then they're putting that on you. And then you end up saying no to the very thing that you really want to do. And then you can end up resenting them. You can end up resenting yourself. All kinds of shit can happen. Say yes, stick with it, keep moving forward. It's the way to move forward, guys. It's the way to do it. So get out there and say yes. It's what works, let me tell you. Big shout out to Beckett, it's his birthday today. Happy birthday, matey. Hope you had a good one today. I know I thought about you cutting the grass, let me tell you. That crackpot likes cutting the grass. I'm like, you're going to be kidding me, right? But like I've said in the podcast, go and check me out across all the platforms. Give me a like and subscribe. I really, really would appreciate it. If I can pick up this community, it's going to really be good for other people. Good for me too, of course, because I enjoy what I do. And if you would like to see me one-on-one, hit me up, stretch out a hand. Let's make it happen. Whatever you have on your mind, bring it forward and let's talk. You don't know what you're capable of until you start taking control of your mind, let me tell you. Have a good one, guys. Much love and thank you for the support.